The Radio Theatre Group presents
a comedy by Richard Addison.
War
and Peace.
You have 3 messages. Message 1.
Hi, Ben, it's Pete. Just had some fantastic news. The deal has gone through. I'm a rich man. We'll have to arrange a night out to celebrate.
Oh, can't wait, you bastard. Thanks for letting me know you're a success and reminding me that I'm not.
Message 2.
A message for Ben Peace. This is Dateline. Huh? Mr. Peace, don't ever get in touch with us again. There are no women left on our books who could possibly be interested in you. Most women want more than a man who just complains about his love life and his job. Thanks. Bye. Oh.
Message 3.
Ben, it's Pete again. I forgot to say, you know my contact who's going to set up his own business and was interested in hiring you and would probably make you a very rich man? Yeah. Well, he's died, so it isn't going to happen. See you soon, Ben. All the best. Stay lucky.
Stay lucky. Oh, what's on the box?
In this morning's edition of Celebrity Counting, David Essex joins Bulgarian children
David
as they repeatedly count from 3 to 7 in their own...
Oh, dear.
What is it?
You've got dandruff.
Oh, well, it's too early for me to care. I'll just resign myself to a poor quality scalp.
My gran wants me to video something tonight. 10 o'clock. Torture in the 20th century.
Oh, how is your gran? Still playing rugby? Oh, you can't record over my Thunderbirds. I've got the one about the collapsing bridge and the out-of-control airliner. And when Lady Penelope almost has an orgy in Thunderbird 2.
I think I taped over it last night.
Oh!
There was a programme about David Bowie. Did you know he's got different colour eyes?
What's so good about that? I'm sorry, on the eye front, he loses out to Lady Penelope. She's got lovely eyes and both the same colour. And you've wiped her in favour of David Bowie's unnatural pupils. Oh, it's Tuesday. I should expect all this. You know, Alison, I don't think I've ever had a decent Tuesday. In fact, I've had very few decent days at all. When's my life going to improve? I'm 29. I hate my job. My career prospects have just died. Literally. No girlfriend.
Dandruff?
But I don't understand. I've got a degree. I thought I'd guaranteed success.
Ben, do I look fat to you?
Oh, you look lovely. I've been sensible. I've done everything by the book. Why am I such a dismal failure? Oh, I wish Pete hadn't phoned. Just adds to the pressure. And all he's done for the last decade is fool about with girls, drink and hardly do any work. He's got minimal talent, but look at him now. And look at me. Oh, I deserve better than this. It's not fair. Is this my lot, a life of frustration?
Hiya.
Tabitha, why are you wearing a nicotine patch? You don't smoke.
In case I start.
Look at this place, Tabitha. Your things are everywhere. Yeah. It's like the aftermath of an explosion in Topshop.
Sorry. The clothes horse bolted. Anyway, big news. I met a wonderful guy at Pottery last night called Chris. Yeah. I'm going to make a cake to take my mind off him. I couldn't get to sleep for 3 hours last night.
There's a nice relaxed attitude to love.
What's he like, Tabitha? Does he have any hideous defects? Normally you go for that.
Is he heavily scarred with a limp?
No. He's nothing like Brian.
Is he on a murder charge? Mashed bananas for a brain? Misfit? Masochist? Estate agent?
God, no! He doesn't have age on his side.
How old?
He's as old as Arthur Askey.
Arthur Askey's dead.
Well, not quite that bad. But a very high number. It's possible to multiply my age to get his.
How many times?
Twice. Maybe 3 times.
Oh, but let's be positive. He's old enough to vote.
He said he might phone tonight. When he took my number, I had to pinch myself. The bruising's going down now.
What does he look like?
He's got a really interesting face. His nose juts out like a headland into the sea, and he's got a desert island-shaped mole with a palm tree hair growing from it and wrinkly skin like lapping waves.
Are you dating a man or Mauritius?
Oh, I'd give anything for a good man.
Really?
My sole requirement is someone who, for a change, won't quickly and brutally dump me. It's always easy come, easy go.
I hope you're not still pining for your various low-life ex-boyfriends.
Trying not to.
Don't. Try this revolutionary concept. Date someone nice. I bet you can't even remember why you were attracted to them in the first place.
They were all gorgeous and good in bed.
Oh, you can. Well done. I think I'll make a spiral-shaped chocolate mousse. I've got a picture of it here.
It's not the prettiest. Last time I saw something like that, it was attached to a squatting dog.
Sarah, there's no doubt I'm as big as you, and you've got the excuse of being pregnant.
Hi, Sarah.
Tabitha, roll me out of that cake. My belly is the size and weight of a Ford Fiesta.
I would have said a bigger car.
I'm able to do less and less each day. I can't even bend down to change the cat litter anymore.
You must really miss that.
And I need you all to help me with a big decision.
Benjamin Peace. Someone called David Proctor moaning. You try to do the best job you can. If I survive the next 24 hours without severe depression, it will go down as one of my more successful Tuesdays.
I've got someone who fits the bill perfectly. Hopefully, I can arrange a date for you tonight.
Really? What's his name?
Benjamin Peace.
Oh.
What's this?
Are you Gerard Thompson?
Yes.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I've drunk too much, and this is for you.
What?
Hi, I'm from Drunktograms. I was hired by one of your disgruntled clients, Louise Matthews.
Louise! I remember her, yeah. Nice girl. Good of her to think of me. Give her my best.
Ben, I saw that girl in the canteen.
Did she follow you?
I'm not sure. I don't think so. Mars bar. But oh dear, it's one of those bars that I can't break off into chunks to share with my friends.
Funny guy, which is rare around here. We should have you stuffed and put on display. Did we remember to put the clocks forward an hour this year?
Of course we did.
Mike, do you think if we died suddenly, anyone here would notice? I could daub an alphabetical list of obscenities on my shirt and no one would care.
David Marker would care. Says you gave him duff advice on a computer fault. Says he wants to drown you in stagnant pond water at midnight.
Well, that's brightened up my day.
Then dice up your door, Denim, and feed it to a starving yak.
It's another David.
Personally, I would rip out your pancreas, bring it to the boil in a red wine sauce, simmer, add herbs and spices, and tear it apart. Going to church this Sunday?
Great. I share an office with Hannibal Lecter.
Sorry, it was a sudden energy surge from the chocolate. Why are you flapping your arms up and down?
I'm checking if I can fly. Please, arms, propel me from this detestable employment.
It's worth a try.
It's useless.
Sorry, Ben. We're completely and utterly rooted to this office.
Oh, no. It's that girl. Play dead.
She likes you.
I don't care. Halloween's over. Please go away. Mike, hide away any reds or she'll charge.
Go and be nice to her. Throw her some meat.
Oh, damn it, she's found the office. You should have waded through water to put her off the scent.
At least she's walking upright today.
Please, Mike, if you've got a gun, use it.
It's okay, she's going.
Oh.
I'll sort out some blinds for the window.
Oh, and another billion hours to go until home time. I need comfort.
Oh, I'm going to take my temperature.
Okay, Sarah.
I feel like I might be in love with Chris already.
Hmm?
Or it could be wind.
Hello?
Are you still talking vast, voluptuous maternity pants?
No, Sarah's just gone to the bathroom. I'm so envious of her. Lovely, hard-working husband. Loving relationship. I've decided, Ben. Huh? No more casual stuff for me.
Oh, really? So, no more interest in dating guys like the dullard who dumped you last year?
Hmm. It's better dating people you know well. Friends. Me.
Hmm. Perhaps you're right.
Oh. Got to go now.
You having a funny 5 minutes?
I love you.
Thanks. A polite hello would have done.
Oh, Gerard.
Listen, Ben, I can set you up with a date tonight. She's absolutely gorgeous.
I can't. I'm definitely staying in.
Her name's Jenny, and I'm telling you, Ben, she's gorgeous.
I appreciate the offer and your questionable ethics, and I'll always be grateful to you for setting me up with that Somalian girl, but not tonight.
I won't argue. I'll dig out my jewel-encrusted badger hide codpiece and go in your place. After all, it is me who's not snogged anything even remotely resembling a female in years, if you exclude livestock. But what's your problem? I don't understand.
Maybe I can find romance tonight without your help. Perhaps Tuesdays aren't so bad after all. Oh, hello, Mr. Roberts.
You're hanging on by the skin of your teeth here, and you can forget promotion.
Hi, Donna.
What the hell happened here?
Uh-oh. One of my clients. She got so excited about a date, she puked. I see it as a firm endorsement of what I do here.
It's a wonderful tribute.
I wouldn't mind, but it clashes with my tie. Now, here are your details from last time. Let's see, ideally you want someone blonde, attractive, 6 foot, with a slim, athletic frame. Donna, meet your ideal date. Me.
Don't be absurd.
Oh.
And I don't like your attitude!
Right, okay, David. Mr. Roberts.
These conversations with you will put me in my deathbed! Oh,
we should talk more often. Whenever he wags his finger at me like that, he reminds me of a naughty, provocative go-go dancer.
You must have a fever.
Yeah.
Just pretend you like him. I do. Don't forget your predecessor makes up the rug in his office. And weren't you supposed to see him yesterday about your lazy attitude?
Oh, couldn't be bothered. I'm so fed up. I feel like setting fire to something.
You know he's been making a matchstick model of the scaffolding outside the building.
Ooh, that would burn well. Mike, please, tell me that I don't really work here. It's sad, but this pen is the most outstanding item in the department. Look, it's got 3 outrageous and exuberant strips of bright yellow.
It's an extraordinary explosion of colour.
I want to talk about the influence of the Medici family on 14th century Florence. About the works of Alfred Lord Tennyson, the classic 3-act structure of film. Not promotion based on how much I know about preferential interest rates. I'm sure God didn't put us on the planet just to talk about mortgages.
He stinks of garlic as well.
I noticed that.
He's probably got a half-digested chicken Kiev lodged between his teeth. Big news! Mint chewing gum has been invented!
Halitosis and no personality. And he's called David. What a package!
Pizza for Ben, please.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, mate.
He was a misery. Why the long face, I wonder?
Look. Deadpan Pizza Company. Garlic bread?
I can't believe it. I've got an audition tomorrow.
You sure it wasn't a wrong number?
Oh.
They definitely asked for Alison Waugh.
Yes.
Oh, some guy phoned for you earlier, asked if you still lived here and then hung up.
Oh. Who could that be? What's in that mixing bowl? Oh, don't lay a place for me at the table. Looks like it's already passed through a digestive system.
I'm better at sponges. Remember when I made the fairy cakes?
I can still see them on the ceiling. Are you sure lard should dominate your cooking the way it does?
Try some of the mix.
No thanks, I'm fat. Perhaps that's why men always dump me. They get me into bed and discover I'm Podge City.
Maybe.
What's in that mix?
Right. I'm going to practice for my date with Jenny. Well, Jenny, we're having a great time tonight. Shall we sleep together? I've got a good feeling about tonight.
Happiness, happiness.
Is that you singing? I was about to call the RSPCA.
Are you going? It's only 4 o'clock.
Oh, if I stay any longer, I'll be enveloped in a bank-induced body rash. In any case, I've got a romantic evening to plan. Oh, God, but Tabitha's making a moose. Look, if creepy-looking American magician David Copperfield comes in asking for me to participate in one of his elaborate illusions, don't tell him where I live. It's sure to end in disaster. Oh, and I hope that girl's not lurking outside the door.
Hang on, Mike, this wall clock hasn't been working for a year. Something fairly traumatic must have happened in this clock's life at 1:30 to make it stop.
Maybe it witnessed you having a good day and died of shock.
Huh. This will get it started. I can smell garlic.
Behind you.
Mr. Roberts! And that girl.
This is my niece, Tina. She's joining the department next week, and I want you to work with her one day a week. Every Tuesday. You're going to be her chaperone and mentor. She's very keen and enthusiastic. She works like a little terrier.
She's certainly some kind of animal.
Ben says I should date a friend, but who? They're not exactly queuing up with flowers.
Okay, so I've got the flowers. Dark glasses. Oh, no. I look like Stevie Wonder.
Is your conjunctivitis back?
No, it's better.
I just called to say I love you.
Alison, try my man dance. It always works. It always brings a man into my life. I did it before pottery and then I met Chris.
Oh.
Just roll your eyes and sporadically raise your left knee. Then thrust. OK, I'll do it for you. That's for you.
I'm sure Mr. Wright's on his way here now.
Come on, Sarah. Let's go and cook.
Right. And soft lights.
Hey, I can't see what I'm doing.
Oh, well, it's good to see you here this evening.
You can see me here most evenings. I live here. You've bought flowers? Who's died? Is that greenfly? Oh, what's that smell? Is that for the greenfly or is that your aftershave?
Do you like it?
No.
It's for the greenfly.
It smells like a blocked Tunisian toilet.
That's not quite the advertising slogan they use.
Oh, sit down, Ben. You're making me nervous.
What do you think about water births, Ben?
I don't want one, thanks.
Do you think I should have one? That's the big question.
Sarah, it's Tuesday. It's not wise to associate with me.
What's happened?
Well, plenty of bad. Failed love life, a girl-yeti hybrid called Tina, and a plethora of unwelcome Davids. It's a simple equation. Every time someone called David appears, something bad happens.
Chocolate mousse, Ben?
I give up. Is it? It looks like you've emptied out a chemical toilet. But it is an improvement over your ratatouille.
I liked having the rats around.
Oh, I need a new job, a new life. I'm like the Kennedy clan for tragedies, only they live in a bigger house. I should study humpback whales in Cape Cod Bay.
It's an obvious and logical career route.
Well, people in that bank think they're being decadent by sipping at tepid, watery half-lagers over a slightly extended lunch hour. Mind you, it was wild today. We each got a naughty slice of sherry-laced cake to celebrate the birthday of Jackie in contracts, whoever she is. Well, hands up anyone who likes me. Alison?
Sure.
Oh, you did that as if deciding whether to stick or twist in an unimportant game of pontoon where the stake is 5 old buttons. Can someone say something to make me feel better? Or, failing that, give me some money.
Ben?
Yeah?
Your flies are undone.
Oh.
Nice steak. Last time I was here, it was so rare. It was 3 mouthfuls before it stopped mooing.
Really?
I needed 2 fillings last week. Obviously, it's got nothing to do with all the sweets I eat, or that I very rarely clean my teeth. Well, it's probably hereditary. Through bad genes. Bloody parents. My dentist looks a bit like Bing Crosby. And unfortunately, he's got similar dentistry skills. Too bad Benjamin Peace couldn't make it. But I doubt he's your sort. He's got a huge birthmark all over his face. What are your hobbies, Jenny? Jenny?
Sorry, I was wondering when the dustmen are coming next. I like reading.
Oh, me too, yeah. I'm reading a book about the Titanic. Don't tell me if it sinks or not. What else?
I cycle, swim. What about you?
Keep fit, ballet. Every day I try to work out. Work out why I'm so fat. Oh, Jenny, we're having a great time tonight. Should we sleep together?
Actually, no. I'd rather romance a rancid ox carcass. You eat like a demented worksite digger and you have all the appeal of a particularly ugly species of reptile from the Cretaceous period.
Other than that, my chance is any good?
So far, your only redeeming feature is the apparent absence of a second head growing out of your back.
Oh, so it's not all bad news.
I suspect only those loathsome and unfit to be out on their own or allowed near livestock would show any inclination towards you.
Would surgery help?
You are King Dull of the Dull People, and you appear to have the head of a hippopotamus.
These are problems we can overcome.
And your gut is comparable in size to Winchester Cathedral, but without the advantages of all things religious that fine old buildings offer.
And your hair contains more chemicals than the leftovers from a gigantic, unsuccessful experiment in a chemistry lab.
Oh, being here with you is only slightly less of an ordeal than being on death row. Oh. To get over meeting you, I'll have to go home tonight and fantasize about gorillas.
Oh, if there was a vile person competition, you'd be standing on the podium shedding a tear to the national anthem. And if your hips got any wider, your buttocks would swallow that chair. Well, of course, you were voted third best rear of the year. Unfortunately, the only competition was an Asian elephant and a route master bus.
No woman is ever going to find you attractive. To think otherwise, you'd have to be a resident of Fantasyland. And I suspect you've bought a substantial detached property in the area.
Oh, let's get one thing clear, Jenny. You are about as interesting as an unpaid 18-hour sheet-changing shift in a bedwetting clinic inhabited by spinsters with matted hair and light blue nighties.
Oh, and you're about as funny as tonsillitis. Or a funeral. Or someone with tonsillitis at a funeral. I know more intelligent pond life. I can feel my IQ lowering as I talk to you.
You really think you're the grandest grand thing from the Land of Majesty, don't you? But you do remind me of Michelle Pfeiffer. Not the famous one, but Michelle Pfeiffer who works in the Esso garage in Rochdale.
Oh, and you're Brad Pitt's double.
Yeah.
Twice his weight. And you're the patron saint of learning difficulties. If a store called Assholes or Us ever opens, you'd get the general manager position without an interview. You're half cretin, half eunuch, half gargoyle,
Wait, it's too many halves.
Oh, and you're the bastard son of the Beast of Exmoor. Your ideal partner is not a woman, but a great big wobbly fart.
Ah, but I've had my fingers crossed the whole time, and that means you are all the things you called me.
When I sleep on my front, I dream Tom Jones is singing What's New Pussycat? And when I lie on my back, he sings Delilah. Is this a common dream?
It's not unusual.
So, shall I have a water birth?
Well, what do they do for that? Drop you off Southend Pier?
No, they put you in a special pool.
Well, I hope it's not Brentford Pool on men's night. Not the ideal location for your 72-hour marathon labour.
I wonder if my baby will be born with hair.
Well, it will if the mother before you shaved her legs in the water.
Maybe I'm pregnant. Huh? Wait, no man's been near me. All I've done recently is eat chocolate.
That means the father's a rum truffle. You'll have a chocolate child.
And it'll be Belgian.
Why isn't chocolate 3 calories per 16 tonnes? It feels like it's been injected straight into my thighs and hips. I overdid it last night.
But they were lovely chocolates. Really expensive.
Oh, terrific. I'll have luxury cellulite.
If you are pregnant, could the father be that musician? You went out with him for almost a week before he dumped you.
He was great to look at. He had cymbals for ears, big bass drum eyes, and an orchestra pit mouth containing teeth from a pianoforte. He played the French horn, but luckily had no feature to match.
Maybe I should track him down.
Huh?
Perhaps he still loves me. But it was ages ago.
Where is he now?
He ran off with a geography teacher from Macclesfield to start a new life on the banks of the Amazon. I think. I've still got a phobia about rivers.
Well, his movements aren't an obvious sign of affection towards you.
Hi. Someone cooking?
Me. Does it smell nice?
Nice. Thought there'd been a fire at the chemical works.
Oh. I suppose that's a bad thing.
You're meant to be on a date with a beautiful girl.
Oh, it happened.
How did it go? Is your black eye relevant?
It went quite well. She struck me as a bit... Well, she struck me. It was an accidental glancing blow. I don't think she meant any harm. It got on like a house on fire. Yeah. Now I wish hers was. Oh, it was another hopeless, hapless attempt at seduction. Viaducts turned out to be important.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Viaducts?
She wouldn't have hit me if viaduct.
Oh,
Jesus. But I fought back. I gave her one of my long, hard stares. Look.
And that's it. That must have really shaken her up.
Pick a letter of the alphabet, Ben.
C.
C, C, C. C is for childish. She said I was childish.
Well, I can't fault her so far.
Did you show her your lace-up shoes?
She left in a hurry. She even made fun of that Thunderbird tie you bought me.
Oh.
I even took her to the Savoy, you know, that cheap Botswana restaurant on the high street.
So how did she leave it at the end of the day?
She said she felt uncomfortable occupying the same time zone as me. I'm not sure she wants to see me again, actually.
Perhaps she just said that to make conversation.
Might go to a shoe shop tomorrow and have some women at my feet. Actually, I didn't like her. She was smelly, and I told her.
Well, that was witty.
Ah, the subtle art of gentle lovemaking.
Well, and then she tried to be funny. Huh? She said she had to go because she only had 10 minutes left on her 18-hour girdle.
So what did you do?
I showed her my 18-centimetre nipple hair.
Oh. Oh, you're so romantic, I feel dizzy.
I doubt that's an image we'll see on too many greetings cards this year. Mm. Oh, and before you came in, we were talking about the homeless and grey seal rescues. Mm. Now listen to us.
Sarah?
Yeah?
Is your attractive sister seeing anyone at the moment?
Yes, she's virtually married.
Oh, good, good. I'm pleased. But if it doesn't work out, let me know.
Oh, cool.
Still, who wants regular, exciting, passionate sex? And all the while my personal condom mounting's growing.
I would contact my friend who knows 100 stunning single girls.
Huh?
Only I don't have one.
Gerard, at least you failed at the hands of a beautiful girl.
Well, that's no comfort. It's like being knocked down by a Bentley instead of a scrapyard-bound banger. It still hurts. But not for long. I've got another date coming up with Fiona. She's tall and she's lovely.
What sort of man is she after?
She wants someone classy.
Oh, Gerard, must you sit with your hands down your trousers?
And someone intelligent. How do I switch the channels on this remote thing?
Hang on, I'll get you the remedial version.
Batteries in it.
OK, so no one's touched my mousse, and Chris hasn't phoned.
But who's Chris?
He's some crusty old guy Tabitha met at Pottery.
Crusty Chris? The crustacean! Tabitha's dating Colonel Crab! Hey!
Well, that's really funny.
Duh.
Why don't you call him?
I could. He showed me his card and I accidentally learnt the number.
Oh, or you could go to the beach and call his name out.
Right, that's it. You're eating Tabitha's mousse.
I'd prefer lethal injection.
It'll amount to the same thing.
Alison, you eat some. You're a chocolate addict.
It's strange, but I suddenly feel cured.
Sarah, you must be craving weird food.
I draw the line at that.
Here you go, Gerard.
Hey, Tabitha, it looks like you're offering a gift to the newborn king.
Gold, frankincense and... Oh, this could be my last supper.
I'm not flattered this is being used as punishment.
Do I eat it? Or do I bury it in the ground in sealed containers? Tabitha, we've been friends for a long time, and that's a really nice outfit you're wearing. And your hair is...
You're making it worse for yourself.
Just in case, everyone, my blood group's O. Mm. Right, let's have a sniff. You will all visit me in the food poisoning ward, won't you? You can play with my stomach pump. Don't you have anything tastier on offer? Perhaps a dozen foul-smelling dismembered wolves' bodies?
They need to be defrosted first. If you try some mousse, I'll give you the name of a girl who fancies you.
Right, give me here. Come here.
Of course, some people eat their afterbirths. Gerard, perhaps I will have a water birth.
Oh, what are you expecting, a herring? Oh, Tabitha, mousse is lovely. Really, now if I close my eyes, I could be dining at the Ritz. Now give me the name of that girl who fancies me.
There's no one. I lied.
Ben, I've got an audition tomorrow. Huh? The part requires a great character depth and a full range of human emotion.
Is it a toilet duck commercial?
No, it's for Nagging Indifference at the Playhouse. And I'll be playing the lead.
Who's playing the dog?
But that's a fat part. The lead character's an obese Dairy Cream fanatic. Hey, but you could do the role.
I'm not doing a fat part. I'm no Auntie Flab. Mm.
Then if you ever say you're fat again, if you ever liken yourself to a wayward experiment in blubber sculpture, we'll collectively bound and gag you and humiliate you in public.
Yeah, well said, Tabitha.
I'll get it.
Why doesn't Chris phone? I want him to call me.
Oh, my God. Hello.
If that's a Jehovah's Witness, that's a
Everybody,
really warm welcome.
This is David Carter.
David? Dollard.
The Dollard who dumped me last year.
You've got the same surname as former American President Jimmy Carter. Does that ever get confusing?
No.
Oh. David, while Alison's powdering her nose, tell us, any plans to return to Bali once you've dumped her again?
And Alison's a great girl. Well, now she's out of jail and trying to make a go of her
jail?
Life.
Yeah.
Well, he deserved it. He won't forget anyone's birthday again in a hurry.
Then?
So, David, neurophysics, aeronautical engineering, complicated algebraic equations, some of my favourite topics. Oh, and economics. What do you make of the Polish economy?
Not the strongest.
What do you think of the recent advances in testicular surgery on bovines?
Surgical methods are constantly improving, but it's the new anaesthetics that greatly impress me.
Oh, really?
I'm putting on my top hat. Tying on my white tie, brushing off my tails.
Let's see. You have neither top hat nor tails, and actually no tie. Other than that, it's a fair representation of what's going on. And you sing like a nightingale. That's Mildred Nightingale, who damaged her larynx in a boating accident.
You made a big effort, Alison. Normally you don't look anything like that. That makeup's really rescued your looks.
Thanks, well, Gerald.
How are your bowels tonight, Ally?
Hey, that's me. Oh. I've got the bad bowels, not Alison.
Okay, don't fight over it.
And are your huge contagious verrucas still highly volcanic?
I have to admit to the verrucas, David.
That's all right. I've got verrucas too. Loads of them. What do you use on yours? Cream?
I prefer the special plasters.
Oh, me too.
Oh, isn't that sweet? They've got so much in common.
Just dreamy.
If you can live with my feet, I can live with yours. I had bunions when I was a boy. Do you understand?
What is this? You're like chiropodists at a bad foot convention. For the first time in my life, I feel out of place because my feet are in good condition.
Do you like Thunderbirds, David? No, I'm a grown-up. Oh, okay.
Where do you work, David?
Piccadilly Circus.
On the trapeze?
I service photocopiers.
You know how to live.
Oh, come on, David, let's go.
I'll bring her back by midnight or her verrucas turn to pumpkins.
Oh, is it with you, Ben? Calm down. When's your birthday, Alison?
September the 8th.
Oh, God, that's so soon.
4 months? What's the big deal?
If a verruca falls off Alison's foot, yeah? Will David have to try the feet of all the girls in the kingdom to find the foot that it comes from?
Come to the window and wave off Alison and David.
A wave on my behalf, but only use two fingers.
Ben?
Well, I don't like him.
Why not?
He's devious, dull, dreary, dumb, dyslexic, diseased, dismal, disgusting, dopey.
And dating Alison.
Damn. I didn't think she was interested in men like that anymore.
Dysentery!
Thanks, Tabitha.
Ow.
Oh. Oh, no. Shouldn't be able to do
it.
So, this is the favourite programme of Alison's granny. She needs to talk to someone. Preferably someone with an extensive medical background.
That's it. I'm calling him. I'm calling Chris.
Oh, say hello to the crustacean from me.
Hello, Chris? It's Tabitha. From pottery? Yes, I'm the one who makes everything into the shape of male genitals. It was supposed to be a lighthouse on two rocks. Okay, see you then. Bye. I could have danced all night.
What?
I could have danced all night.
Was he in?
Of course he was in. She's gone on the phone for ages. I think it went well.
I'm going on a date with Chris.
Yeah, once you've exhumed him.
When he comes here, don't sit him next to me in case he dies and I'm held responsible.
You better not open the fridge too often in case he gets pneumonia. Where's Sarah? Where's she gone?
Oh, she left a while ago. You were asleep. Oh, no. It's those two.
Ben, are you going to apologise for the horrible things you said earlier?
Oh, I'm not feeling too good. I've got a temperature. Look, here's my thermometer.
It's not your thermometer, it's Sarah's. And you shouldn't put it in your mouth.
But I'm ill.
But Sarah took her temperature with it earlier.
So?
She doesn't stick it under her tongue.
But...
already so nervous about my date. I've got to go to the loo. Good night, guys.
Yeah, bye. The way I'm feeling, I might follow you up, inhale deeply and commit suicide.
And no picking at my chocolate mousse.
But we'll try really hard to stop ourselves.
Gerard, why are you edging closer to me?
I'm trying to whisper in your ear so we're not heard.
Gerard, you're beginning to scare me.
Look, be honest with me, Ben. You've got a massive thing for Alison, haven't you?
It's getting so late. I really ought to sleep now. Oh, come on, Gerard. That's the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Yes, it's true.
I knew it.
Oh, I blew it tonight. When Alison's around, I'm like a lovesick, gooey-eyed puppy dog with melting butter for legs. Oh, my insides feel like a badly knotted garden hose. My tongue wants to drag itself along the ground. Oh, it's true. I love her. I watch her through a soft-focus, rose-tinted lens. She's my cream and I'm her strawberry.
You've got the complexion of one.
The day I hold her, I want our combined sweats to act like a potent glue and keep us locked together forever. But meanwhile, David steamrollers into her life while I'm dithering. Oh, I'm pathetic. And what do you mean I've got the complexion of a strawberry?
You're in more bother than Stuart's strife of 13 Predicament Parade Middlesex. You've got problems, Ben. Real problems. Not just little superficial ones, but big, deep-rooted, can't-brush-them-aside problematical problems. Problems so big, you'd swear problems that big couldn't exist.
Thanks, Gerard. That's put my mind at rest.
Oh, think of me. My last romantic adventure was 20 years ago when Sally Saunders kissed me. Then she pushed me into the paddling pool and tried to drown me. And she was wearing a balaclava. It was like kissing an armed robber.
Oh, that's some track record. But what am I going to do, Gerard?
Let's brainstorm.
Oh, right. Well, I... Well, that worked well.
Look, Ben, you've got to fight for her. Smarten yourself up. Try to be more like me.
I want to give myself some chance.
Oh, OK. Oh, when was the last time you saw James Bond snuggle up to a beautiful lady in a pair of pale yellow pyjamas like yours?
Was it in Goldfinger? The Spy Who Loved Me? Dr. No...
No, he never has. And your Simon and Garfunkel pillowcase will have to go. Imagine if you're ever in bed with Alison.
Oh, I have.
She'll have Aunt Garfunkel's hair in her face and you'll have poor Simon staring at you telling you to slow down your move too fast. You need a new image, something different. Why don't you pretend you've lost an eye?
And then she'll be mine?
She'll notice you.
Oh, I'd prefer something less severe. Why not an unusual parting? Unless you think she'd go for an eye patch.
Trouble is, Alison wouldn't recognise a quality man, even if he was in her bed eating her food. Where is she now?
In bed with David, feeding him her chocolates.
Oh, I can't think straight. Wait till I've dated Fiona, then I'll give it my attention.
What a fantastic finale to the day. The girl I love is swept off her feet by the dullard who dumped her a year ago. And she said I had dandruff. And another Tuesday next week. Oh, Indiana Jones went through less than this.
I'll tell Alison he's got a drug problem.
Oh, that's sweet of you. I know you're trying to help.
And you escaped Tabitha's moose.
Oh, it's been a relief telling you all this, Gerard. Thanks. Oh, and that's a hearty and sincere thanks, not one of my usual average run-of-the-mill sorts.
We've got to be brave, we've got to be strong, we've got to pull together.
We've got to use clichés.
See you tomorrow.
Oh, must have fallen asleep. Oh, what the?
Good morning, Ben.
What are you doing?
Hi, Ben.
Tabitha, I must have eaten some of your mousse in my sleep, and now I'm hallucinating. Is sports commentator David Coleman currently sitting in our armchair?
I'm sorry, but I had a slight accident and bumped into your car.
You mean my cherished classic with the really expensive spare parts?
Afraid so.
Don't worry, Ben. Oh. I've dusted down my bike for you and got the bell working. All it needs now is two new wheels and a saddle, and you're ready to go.
Oh, well, that's just great. Do you know anyone else called David who could come over and ruin my life in some other way? Well, give them a call. I've got an entire CD collection to smash up, a wardrobe full of clothes to cut up. You can start with these pyjamas. Oh, and the phone's over there. I'm going to bed until they arrive.
David,
yeah.
Would you like some chocolate mousse?
Oh, I wouldn't say no, actually. I've got any cream, have you? Oh, marvellous. Yummy.
In War
and Peace,
written and directed by Richard Addison. You heard Janine Meyer-Smith as Alison War and Michael Spitzer as Benjamin Peace.
Sarah Brown played Tabitha, Michael Turner was Gerard, Karen Hill played Jenny.
The part of Mike was played by Paul Backer-Binger, Sarah by Alice Bardswell, David Carter by Ernie Defenza, David Roberts by Gary Ogin, Donna by Rachel Davis.
Richard Addison played Pete, Alan Morgan was the drunk, Charlotte Steeple the Dateline message, Sarah Sharp the answer phone voice, Sarah Morgan the TV announcer, and Andy Gieffer delivered the pizza.
Other parts were played by members of the cast.
Post-production was by Michael Spitzer and Janine Meyer-Smith for the Radio Theatre Group. Why does it always rain on me? Even when the sun is shining, I can't afford the light.